Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Always a pleasure to check in with Ryan Erb with United Way Perth Huron. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Jamie. Your beer's looking great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. We have the show Spiderella and the Pantomime Villain Academy with Perth County Players. It opens this Friday. It's the next two weekends. But after that, then the beard, I think, will be on the way out. But...
Well, I think it looks fantastic, and I can imagine the show is going to be amazing just because of that.
Oh, come see the beard and everything else going on. Well, let's take a look at the thermometer in downtown. Town is Stratford, and we're lighting up more light bulbs, we're coming along here.
We're doing really well, so thanks to everyone for your incredible generosity. We're almost at 30% of our campaign goal, about $700,000 raised, which is amazing. So we continue to be pacing ahead just a little bit from last year, so that's always good news. But we do have a much bigger goal this year, so we got to pace ahead a little bit more in order to make it for sure. But we're thankful for the generosity. It's going well. And amazing.
Yeah, but that's good news right off the bat. So are we looking now at almost four light bulbs? I've been driving by and checking it out. It's starting to light up
the next
nicely.
One. That's right, yeah. So it's getting there for sure.
Let's get those light bulbs lit up on the thermometer. And again, with the United Way Perth Huron campaign, perthhuron.unitedway.ca. And Ryan, I'm so glad you dropped by, because let's talk about Tim Horton's Holiday Smile Cookies.
I know, you were just saying that you were hungry for them, I think, a minute ago. So good timing, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, we're excited. So on Monday, November the 18th through Sunday the 24th, Tim Horton's restaurants in Stratford here are making the Smile Cookie campaign available for us this year to raise money for our work, which is amazing. Proceeds are split between the Tim Horton's Foundation and the work that we're doing locally here. Smile Cookies are a unique opportunity for everybody to raise local funds, but also connect with the community in a fun way. Like, it's a lot of fun. Here's a box of cookies, right? And I remember last year decorating them. You know, I had to get a little bit of practice in before I... Was it a frown? Was
it a smile? It's not as easy as it looks.
It's not as easy as it looks. But anyway, it's really great. There's pre-order forms available on our website. You can email us at fundraising@perthhuron.unitedway.ca. Any way to get a hold of us to do some pre-orders. And just know that we're going to be working towards many of our local partners like 211. Or the Emily Murphy Center, Family Services Perth Huron, and the list goes on. You know, over 40 programs and services that are receiving help from the United Way.
And I'm just thinking, boy, it's so great with Tim Hortons, the Holiday Smile Cookies for United Way Perth Huron, but what a just a great little pick-me-up for you and the gang at work, especially with these gray, windy days, rainy days. You come in with some smile cookies, come on.
I know, everybody wins, right?
Exactly.
So it's really great. And we've got some other locations outside of the Stratford helping us too, Blythe, Clinton, Seaforth, and Milford. So if you're in any of those locations on your travels, you can know that the proceeds are also coming to the United Way.
Perfect. So again, we'll share the details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. And speaking of which, it was a pleasure chatting with Kristen Crane about this. There is a Your Voice survey that is out that you can take part in.
Yeah, we're really grateful for a partnership with the planning department at the University of Guelph. We've got a study focused on the 2S LGBTQ plus individuals' experience here in the region, and we're trying to learn and understand some things that we just don't have data on, right? We have to ask and find out their experience so that we can shape programs and services in the region to suit the needs. And so it's just a 10-minute survey. We're looking for individuals who are experiencing challenges or just want to express themselves through the survey. Help us understand what they're experiencing. And so you can head to our website, perthhuron.unitedway.ca, and you can find a link there.
Yeah, and your voice matters with something like this. And again, I do like with United Way Perth Huron, you know, you collect data like this, and then you look at what the information is to potentially introduce new programs or new ways of doing things.
That's right, yeah. I mean, every time the United Way writes a report, and our next report will be on this topic, released probably in June of 2025, it's going to take the data that we're pulling in from individuals, it'll shape it around helping the community to understand some things. So it's education, but it's also about some recommendations for what we can do as a community. So we'll work together over probably years after the report's written to try to implement its recommendations, and so we're excited to be in that position to have the staff team and the partnership with the University of Guelph to pull this off.
Yeah.
And we look forward to working with many partners.
Fantastic. And we'll look forward to this coming up in the new year. But hey, we can let you know about coldest night of the year.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking the other day, there was a story that came across my desk. Somebody came to the Connection Center recently, not the one at Stratford, but it's an interesting story nonetheless. Sadly, was unsheltered and came to the Connection Center and recently been sprayed by a skunk. You know, just living outdoors, and it happened.
Oh,
and he was crying, and he said, "Look, I really need some help. I've got a job interview today." right?
Okay.
So he knew that he couldn't go to the job interview in that stage. And so anyway, he gets inside, they tomato juice him, they help him, they get him all set up, they get him some clothes, he goes off to the job interview, he gets the job, he's now living sheltered in the community where this happened. And so, you know, it's sometimes we just have to sit back and say, you know, that little bit of help when we're there with these services in the community, it actually really makes a difference. Not every story is a straight line as that. It doesn't go from A to B to C every time. But we can all be encouraged that when you're investing in the United Way, people are getting help in this community.
That's what it's all about right there. Again, with Perth Huron, again, perthhuron.unitedway.ca is the website with all the details. Anything else on the go before we let you go there, Ryan? Of course, the smile cookies. We're looking forward to
that. That'll be enough, yeah. How about we just get through next week and have a smile on our cookies?
Absolutely. And again, coldest night of the year, slated for Saturday, February 22nd, and that's always a big day with Shelter Lake Youth Services and Stratford Connection Center.
That's right. Yep. Looking forward to it. Have a good day, everybody.